97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is Wiggins America. Can we take a break from our regularly scheduled politics for a minute? I got a social situation that I found myself in, and I got this article, too, that says that a plane passenger, and this is from New York Post, was slammed for refusing to switch seats mid-flight. Is he in the wrong? Now, here's the situation he was in, and I'll give you mine. Plane passenger was called incredibly rude after refusing to move seats for a woman who was desperate to get away from a crying baby. According to viral Reddit thread posts this week, the anonymous 34-year-old man was traveling with his wife, who's 36. Not sure why their ages matter. She's 2 years older than him, just in case you were curious. From Dublin to Washington, D.C., and they were initially assigned a window and a middle seat in economy class, like we all would be. However, when no one showed up to claim the aisle seat in the same row, the man moved over for more space, like we all would. For the first 4.5 hours of the flight, Dublin to Washington, D.C. Yeah, okay, that's a long flight. The man claimed nothing eventful happened. Then a random woman across the aisle approached the couple alongside her friend from the back of the plane. According to the disgruntled Redditor, the woman announces that her friend would now be taking the middle seat in between the couple to get away from a crying baby. She did not ask. She just told us this was happening. Now, they're getting on the guy because this woman wanted to get away from the crying baby, and he wouldn't move over. He was like, no, I'm staying in the aisle seat, and we've already been this way for 4.5 hours. You wanting to move does not change my situation. What do you think? Should he have moved to the middle seat to be next to his wife and allowed this person to have the aisle seat to get away from the crying baby? Or is he under absolutely no obligation? I don't really know what I think about this situation. I can tell you that if I were the guy, I would move over because I would, you know, yes, the space is nice and you're on a long flight. So it's not just like a hop to Chicago or something. If you're on that long of a flight, I can get why you're protective of your space. However, if somebody sat between me and my wife, I think I would just naturally move back to this middle seat just out of convenience and awkwardness. So I guess that's where I land on it, that if I were in his shoes, I would do that. But I don't know that I really condemn him for not doing that. I wouldn't be mad at him like Reddit is. Reddit is the great divider of people, though. And so I want to know what you think about this. Now, the reason I bring that up, though, is because I found myself in a similar situation and I want to present it to you because this is one that I literally did have to respond to. And you can tell me whether I did what was right or at least what was going on in my head because I was doing one thing and thinking another. So this is a flight that my wife and I were on. And we were coming back. I think this was just in January. We did a quick weekend down to Orlando. And I am a huge theme park person. I just love them. I just went to Dollywood 2 weeks ago. First time I ever been to Dollywood. Liked it. It was definitely Silver Dollar City-esque. And that's a nice park. I really like Silver Dollar City. Dollywood's like it. But Disney is another echelon. I mean, it's just Disney and I would say even Universal Studios are in kind of a different category, as much as I like Dollywood and Silver Dollar City. And so my wife is not, okay? So she doesn't like parks at all. And I get it. Like, if you're not a park person, you think park people are super lame. And you're right. We are. But I still love them. And I just love rides. Like, I'm 42 years old, and I just am like, yay, a roller coaster. How neat. Ooh, a big drop. So she loves Harry Potter, though. And I knew that she really wanted to go to the Harry Potter world in Orlando at Universal, but she would never do it because she's not a park person. So I kind of surprised her with a weekend vacation with another couple. And we went down, and we did Harry Potter world, and we did a couple other things while we were down there. And it was all fun. It was a surprise. She loved it. Well, on the way home, it was a really quick weekend because I had to get back here to do a show the next day, probably early. And we were coming home kind of late, I think, on that flight. Well, on Southwest, which we were flying, which was cheap, we were sitting next to each other. But I don't know what it was. Like, we got really late boarding, like in C group. So we were sitting kind of near the back of the plane, but we were next to each other. And there was a mom that gets on the plane, and she has a kid that clearly they can't be separated. Well, if you know anything about Southwest, and this is the situation I was in, if you know anything about Southwest, you know that it's sort of general boarding. You don't have assigned seats. And she got on very late with her kid. Now, they have family boarding. After they call A group, they do a special session there where they call anybody with kids up so that they don't have to separate families and they don't have to go through this long process at the end of trying to move people around so that families, you know, moms and kids and dads don't have to be separated from each other, which I completely understand. But she missed that part, or she just didn't show up for it. I don't know if she was late boarding or what, but there was a lot of things that she did to get there at the time she did that she missed all of the checks and balances that would cause you to not be in this situation. But the guy next to me was like murmuring under his breath, and he was like, he looked like a punk, not like a 70s punk, but a modern day punk. He had like the big earlobe earrings and a lot of tattoos. And he just looked like he was like a bleeding heart in the best way possible. But he was kind of murmuring to himself, like, I'll move, but it's going to take somebody else to move too. I can't just be the only one who's like doing good, you know, like he was a social justice warrior. And he got to me, he guilted me, because anybody around him could have also moved, but I was sitting close enough to him that I was like, look, if he moves and I move, then this mom can sit with her kid, and then my wife would have to sit there alone next to a kid, and I would have to move, which I didn't want to do. But he guilted me into feeling like I should, and it was a nice thing to do. I'm not saying it wasn't, but the whole time I'm doing it, I'm thinking, listen, this lady, somebody was going to have to do it, because nobody's going to make this lady and her like 6-year-old sit apart. But this lady had put herself in a bad situation. It's the old phrase, like, failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. That's really heartless, and that's why I'm presenting it to you, is to say, is this wrong? Hey, I did the right thing, if you want to call that the right thing. I did it. I did the action. But was my heart in the wrong place for kind of being like, come on, this lady should have planned a little bit better, you know? That's my situation. I'm presenting it to you because I legitimately do not know what you'll say. So let me know at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. This is Wiggins America. You can, and it's not the end of the show yet, but I'm going to tell you, you can type in Wiggins America anyway and get the podcast, and you can hear the whole show anytime. Thanks for joining us. No matter what you're doing this weekend, we will be right back with one more segment before we close out the show.
Get more at 971talk.com.